We continue our learning with Nishmas David ben Menachem Rishon Nechem Yachem and Perichas Eliyahu. We're in Sota Perakei Mishnah Beis. Our Mishnah is going to begin with the phrase Bo Bayom. Bo Bayom is a reference to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed in the Nasi in the Yeshiva in Yavne. The Gemara Maseches Berachos on Daf Chav Ches speaks about the fact that Rabbi Gamliel had embarrassed Rabbi Yoshua, and it had already been a third time, and Rabbi Gamliel was deposed, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed in his place. And Bo Bayom, on that very day, since Rabbi Gamliel had refused to allow people to enter the base medrash if ein tocho kibaro, if his inside was not like his outside, although externally he may have looked committed, but internally he was not. So the base medrash was closed to those people. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah allowed everyone into the base medrash, and therefore they added hundreds of benches to the base medrash. And Bo Bayom, that very day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, many more people came to the base medrash, and many halachos were taught on that day. And that's every time you see the Mishnah's Bo Bayom, it's a reference to that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi. So our Mishnah begins, since we mentioned Rabbi Akiva in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva taught us from the Pasuk, Nitma'ah v'nitma'ah, that when it comes to the Eishes Sota, so she's not usur of not only to the Baal, but usur to the Boel, usur to the man she was intimate with, and that would be even after she gets divorced from her husband or he passes away. And Rabbi Rashi even believes that this halacha was not just because Rabbi Akiva taught it, and we want to teach something Rabbi Akiva taught Bo Bayom, but that very halacha was taught Bo Bayom on that very day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi. So here we have another halacha that Rabbi Akiva taught on Bo Bayom. So another introduction, we mentioned this all the way back, and that is the laws of Tumah. We'll speak about a Sheretz. A Sheretz is we have several levels, several examples of an Av HaTumah. You have a Mitzorah, a person who Taras is an Av HaTumah, someone who touched a dead body is an Av HaTumah, a Nevela is an Av HaTumah. So a Sheretz, a dead, one of the eight Shrotzim, after it dies, also has a high level of Tumah and Av HaTumah, and that Av HaTumah can make a person or a kli into a Rishon L'tumah. That Rishon L'tumah cannot make an Adam or a person or a kli into a Sheni L'tumah. Only food and drink and liquids can become a Sheni L'tumah. And a Sheni L'tumah, food or drink that's a Sheni L'tumah, can only render Truma or Kachim or Kabanos into a Shlishi L'tumah. And a Revi L'tumah is for Kachim. So the Mishnah, and we'll discuss that a little bit over here. Says the Mishnah like this: Bo Bayom, Darash Rabbi Akiva, V'chol Kli Cheres, Asher Yipol Mehem El Tocho, quoting the Pasuk from Parsha Shmini, and it's speaking about a Kli Cheres, which is an earthenware vessel. An earthenware vessel is unique to, let's say, a metal vessel. Number one, cannot be purified in a mikvah. If it becomes Tameh, break it, there's nothing you can do about it. Kli Cheres also becomes Tameh even Me'aviro, meaning if a dead Sheretz, let's say, touches a metal Kli, so the Kli becomes Tameh. But if it's just in its airspace, it doesn't make it Tameh. But when it comes to an earthenware vessel, Kli Cheres, dead sheretz, let's say, hanging in its airspace, will make it tummy. A kli cheretz has a kula, though, also. Something that touches the outside of the kli does not make it tummy. As opposed to, let's say, metal kli, if it touches the outside of the kli does become tummy. So here's the Mishnah says like this, quoting the Pasuk, if you have a kli cheretz, asher yipol mehem el tocho, let's say a dead sheretz is hanging in its airspace, everything that becomes, that's inside, becomes Tameh, which means that the Kli becomes, you have a dead Sheretz, is an Avatumah. The Kli, the earthenware vessel, becomes a Rishon L'tumah, because it's a Kli, can become Tameh from an Avatumah, even if the Sheretz is not touching it, even if it's just in its airspace. And if, let's say, there's a loaf of bread, a piece of food, inside that Kli Cheres, and that's touching the Kli Cheres, so that becomes a Sheni L'tumah. So the Mishnah here teaches us that's what Rabbi Akiva quotes the pasuk that teaches us a kli cheretz asher yipol mehem el tocho kol asher besocho, any food that's inside yitma will become tamei. Now, what do we learn from the fact, says the Mishnah, eino omer tamei, ela, it doesn't say kol asher besocho tamei, any food that's inside is tamei, but rather it says any food that's inside yitma. Why is after yitma? So says Rabbi Akiva, eino omer tamei, ela yitma, and we should read it not as yitma, but yitamei, litamei acherim. And it comes to teach us that that food that's inside the Kli Cheres that became a Sheni in the Tumah, because the Kli Cheres became a Rishon in the Tumah, because there was a dead Sheretz in its airspace. So that Kikar, that loaf of bread that's inside, that food that's inside, is a Sheni in the Tumah. And Limeid, says the Mishnah, Al Kikar Sheni, Shemitame Yasashlish. Says Rabbi Akiva, that teaches us that a kikar or a loaf of bread that's a sheni l'tuma that was in this earthenware, let's say it was an earthenware, a tanur, let's say it was an oven, usually was made out of earthenware, and a sheretz, dead sheretz fell in, and now I have this kikar, the sheretz is an avatum again, and the kli is a rishon l'tuma, and the loaf of bread is a sheni l'tuma. That sheni l'tuma is mitame es ashlishi. If that would touch another loaf, that other loaf would become a shlishi l'tuma. So we mentioned in the introduction that that is only true if that loaf of bread is truma. That is, that's the halacha. But Rabbi Akiva is coming to teach us that that applies even to non-truma food. A sheni can make a shlishi, sheni food can make a another food into a shlishi, even if that second food is not truma. So Am Rabbi Yeshua, mi yegale, afarme einecha, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. Who, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai had already passed away. But Rabbi Yeshua says, who would, Halavai, you is still alive, who could literally remove the dirt, the dust from your eyes? Shehayisa Omer, why would I want Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai to hear what Rabbi Akiva is saying? Shehayisa Omer, because you used to say when you were alive, Asidor Achel Letayer Kikar Shlishi. I know that in the future there's going to be a generation that's going to be mitaher, that's going to say that a kikar shlishi, a loaf of bread, which is truma bread, which was supposed to be tameh, I'm telling you, future generation is going to make that kikar shlishi tahor. They're going to say they're going to get rid of that whole halach of tuma, that truma becomes the shlishi of tuma. The future generations are going to get rid of that halacha. So why? Why are they going to get rid of that halacha? She'ein lo mikra min ha-Torah shu tameh. Because the halacha that truma becomes the shlishi of the tuma has no pasuk in the Torah. That's derived from a kav v'chomer, and the Gemara and Sota discuss in a daf chav tes, but it's not an explicit pasuk of the Torah. So the chiddush, what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, you should hear what's going on. Why? Because you said a future generation is going to permit a loaf of bread, food, that becomes a shlishi when it's truma. Guess what? Rabbi Akiva did the exact opposite. V'alo Akiva Talmidcha, your Talmud Akiva, mevi lo mikra menat or shutami. He actually quoted a pasuk and showed that not only, forget truma, that even a regular chulin, non-truma food can become a shlishi l'tuma. Even if it's chulin. Shenamar, based on the pasuk, kol asher b'zalcho yitma, and we read yitma as yitameh. So as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, who said a future generation is going to say that there's no truma that's a shlishi l'tuma, because there's no pasuk from the Torah, Rabbi Akiva found a pasuk to say that a shlishi l'tuma exists, and even not by truma. Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Bo Bayom, another thing happened on that day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi in Yavneh. Dash Rabbi Akiva, he taught the following. Quoting the pasuk when it comes to the Orei Halevim, which you have in Parshas Maaseh, and there the Orei Halevim, the Levim had special cities, had 48 cities, six were special Arei Miklat, and 42 other cities. So it says when it comes to Arei HaLevim, Umadosem michutz lo'ir es pa'as kedma alpaim ba'ama. You will measure outside the city, the eastern corner, literally 2,000 amos, and the pasuk concludes, Zeyihielohem migrashei ha'arim. Our Mishnah just says v'gomer, but the Mishnah, but the pasuk ends, this is going to be the migrash, the open area of the cities. That's one pasuk, 2,000 amos outside the city. Umikra acher omer, also there in Parshas Maaseh, it says, Mikir ha'ir v'chutza elef amos saviv. And that pasuk started with umigrashei ha'arim asher tetunu l'alaviim is going to be from outside the city 1,000 amos. So it sounds like a sneer, sounds like a contradiction. Is there going to be migrash, which is an open area of the cities, 2,000 amos outside the city, or 1,000 amos outside the city? E.F. Shar says the Mishnah lomar elefama shekvar ne'amar alpayimam. You can't say 1,000 because the other pasuk says 2,000. The F. Shar lomar alpayimam. You can't say 2,000 shekvar ne'amar elefama. Kama, because I reached out 1,000. Okay, said, how do we understand? So the Tana Kama says, I'll tell you. And this is Rabbi Akiva, rather. Rabbi Akiva, who's teaching us this halacha, how we reconcile these two psukim. So he says, Elef Ama Migrosh. 1,000 amos, you're right, is going to be open from houses. It's just for noi ha'ir, for the beauty of the city, just open area. You're not going to plant anything there. No bill, no houses there. It's going to be just space, open space. That's 1,000 amos outside every one of the 48 cities of the Levium. But Valpayim Amos, that pasuk that speaks about 2,000 amos, Tchum Shabbos. That pasuk u'madaseh mechutzal, you're going to measure outside the city 2,000 alpayim ba'amah. That's not about cities of the Levim. That's to teach us the law of Tchum Shabbos, that up until 2,000 amos, you can walk on Shabbos, even though it's beyond the city's limits. You have them until that point, but after that, you're not permitted to walk. So this is Rabbi Akiva's famous halacha, that the halacha of Tchum Shabbos is a din d'orais. It's derived from Sukkim. And the Rishonim debate this very issue. The Rambam and the Rif believe that not 2,000 amos is 12 mil. Maybe for 12 mil is going to be, because that's Machane Yisrael. Beyond that, there's an issue Tchum Shabbos. But Rabbi Akiva and others say even that's derabbanon. But according to Rabbi Akiva, even 2,000 amos is a din d'oraisa, the concept of Tchum Shabbos derived from the Orei Halevim. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Osher, Rabbi Yehoshua Aglili Omer. Now I'm able to reconcile the psukim in the following way. Elef ama migrash, 1,000 amos is open, v'alpayim amos sadosu kramim, which means that if 2,000 amos, we really give 2,000 amos to the Levim. It's not that one pasuk is 2,000, one says 1,000. It's really 2,000. So what's the 1,000? So the answer is 1,000 of the 2,000 is migrash, is open area. But the other 1,000 amos, which now you have 2,000 amos, is for sadosu kramim, is for fields and for vineyards. So that's why, we understand. On the one hand, it's Migrush is only 1,000. On the other hand, is going to be 2,000 amos, which means you're not building homes in 2,000 amos outside the city, because you one of the 1,000 is open and 1,000 is sadosu kramim. The Rambam understood the Mishnah differently and really takes the Mishnah literally when it says Elef Amma in the name of Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Yossi Haglili Elef Amma Migrush Alpaim Amma Usadus Kramim. He believes that it's really 3,000 amos Michutz La'ir of the Levium cities. 1,000 is open and 2,000. Is where we have Sodos Ukraman. That's the Rambam Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel, Perek Yud Gimel. Nonetheless, you see, Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher Rabbi Yossi Aglil is Rabbi Akiva, and holds that, no, Tchum Shabbos is Derabbanan. It's not Midoraisa. I have no pasuk to teach me that, because 2,000 Amos is there to teach me about the Orei Halevim and not about Tchum Shabbos.